Welcome to the episode I am calling Whispers with Hoonin and Moonin. They are the two loyal Corvid spies of Odin. He named them after thought and memory. And in this special episode, at this time of year, I am going to share memories of how this podcast journey began and also share my thoughts for the future. So please, grab a spot on a mead bench, a horn of ale, a platter of meats, bread and cheeses, and let us begin. Let us look back at the origin story of Valhalla Conversations. And it all began in 2021 when MCM Comic Con, hosting in London that year in the autumn, were looking for fan-based content to put on a digital programme to stream online for digital ticket holders alongside their physical programme and physical events. Because of course this was set in the aftermath of the COVID pandemic, so social distancing, crowds, large events were still toned down, they were not as popular, and they, in a way, they still have bounced back, but we'll see about that. But yes, they were looking for fan-based content, and it got me thinking, well, if the content can be made by fans, then it can be on anything, potentially. And I've always lacked a nearby or even local group of people who related to my passion for Viking stuff, whether it's history or mythology. I'm a bit of a black sheep in my own friend network in this particular interest. And I'll always remember the one piece of advice the MCM page gave on submitting an application of content was, don't invite Gal Gadot, who of course played Wonder Woman, without actually genuinely inviting her and seeing if she'll participate. So they really did want people, if you're going to throw celebrity names into your application in the hope that they get in, they really want to have some faith that that person will be there. Now, of course, I got thinking, who could I get to talk to about Viking stuff, in particular Norse mythology, and especially in fantasy fiction? Thankfully, I had quite a cast of possible guests to join me on this slight adventure, and the first one I picked was Joanne Harris. She wrote, of course, the Rune Marks series, well, two of Rune Marks and New Light, when she wrote the Gospel of Loki and the Testament of Loki. And thankfully, when I emailed her, she was quite amicable, responsive, positive. She didn't fob me off or even ignore my email, which was always a plus. And I think this is going back quite a way now. I know it's only been 3 years, but my brain isn't what it used to be. She suggested another guest might be Francesca Simon, who wrote The Monstrous Child, which is a book all about Hel and how she became the goddess of Helheim. And then I think Francesca Simon suggested Professor Caroline Larrington, who is a true Oxford professor and knows the ins and outs of Norse mythology from the sagas and Eddas and beyond. And remarkably, I managed to unite all three of them, and we had this really good discussion about Norse fantasy. We worked together, well, I did some drafts for the blurb for the panel to go with it, came up with the title, The 540 Doors of Valhalla, because it does have 540 doors, and I thought that quite reflected of the vast array of fantasy fiction which took from Norse mythology for their things, characters, plots and whatnot. Worked together on the blurb, and then we submitted the application, and we had a month or two to wait, and remarkably we then found out that it had been accepted. So then I was in contact with someone at the MCM team to get the right graphics and templates, have a deadline for when to send the recording in, because thankfully this wasn't live, because I personally couldn't afford to go down to London, and of course the other ladies are also busy with their own things. So we recorded it, sent the recording down. But following that, I then got the crazy idea of suggesting that we could do this panel again with the Jorvik Viking Festival, because I know they would love this kind of thing. And at the time, they also had their own podcast, the Jorvik Viking Thing podcast, or that Jorvik Viking Thing podcast, to get grammatically correct. And they actually said, well, how about we not do it as a live event, but do it again, do a podcast episode, and we could premiere it during the Viking Festival. And that was happening in the following year, because this was originally done for autumn 2021. So now looking at springtime 2022. That was good. The ladies were all down for it again. And I, being the humble person that set this all up, was still welcome and included as a guest, even though I wasn't being the host and being the one asking the questions. So we did that. It got moved back slightly a bit because that year they trialled doing the festival during the May half-term holidays instead of February half-term holidays, again, because of the aftermath of COVID. So yes, so that happened. So I was, in a way, a small part, the Early Viking Festival, which again is another tick on my dream box, because I've been a pilgrim, literally a pilgrim I go to every year, if I can, of the Jorvik Viking Festival. And then after that, I thought, oh, quite enjoyed that, but what else can I do? And then something came up in October that year, 2022. And it was on Twitter, when Twitter was Twitter, was a blue bird, not an X, and not the place of bots and not nice people that it is now. And there was a guy called Alex, known as Spells and Spaceships, I think is his username, and he has a blog. And he set up this crazy thing called Norse Member, which is where he liked to promote and celebrate anything Norse, modern, historical, or otherwise, through the month of November. And I thought, ooh, I could do something with that. What could I do? And I'd already done the same panel twice, so I didn't want to do that again. I wanted to do something else. So I thought I'd approach some other authors that I've read and that I liked. And the two authors I got involved were Amelia Dillon, of Twisted Fate series, or Beyond Fate series, following an interesting crossover between Adam and Eve and Thor across a whole time span. And Kat Rector, who had written The Goddess of Nothing at All. I spoke to those two, again, via email. And again, they were quite receptive and interested and engaged. And we had a lovely conversation. And that was then put on to YouTube as my first ever episode of what would come to be known as Valhalla Conversations. So since then, I have done 10 episodes, and that's not including the first one that started the whole crazy thing off with Joanne Harris, Professor Caroline, and Francesca Simon. So since Amelia Dillon and Kat Rector, I then had Helen Hollick, Patricia Bracewell, Sharon Bennett-Connolly. They were soon to be joined by Justin Hill. They were returning guests for covering the Vikings Valhalla TV series. Joanne Harris and Professor Caroline did indeed join me again on my podcast. And I think they were joining the episode where I officially named it as Valhalla Conversations, alongside Genevieve Cornishek, Caitlin Felix, Louise Stowell. We've had Tessa Grattan, Kate Hartfield, Asa Wheatley, a comic writer, Phil Cold Holt most recently, and also co-hosts of another podcast, which is always great work, Kaya Spartan and Johanna Wittenberg. So thank you to all of you. Without folks like you sharing the same passion as me and being willing to join me, who is just a humble nobody, I'm just a humble bookworm and fan, none of Valhalla Conversations would be. If I hadn't had the experience with Joanne Harris, Francesca Simon, Professor Caroline Larrington at the start, I probably wouldn't have then had the episode with Amelia Dillon and Kat Rector, nor the episode with Helen Hollick and Patricia Bracewell and Sharon Bennett-Connolly. It just seemed like he's a hell, and that gave me the confidence to then do more, and that gave me confidence to do more again. And so here we are. I think I did a total of 5 episodes this year, which is more than the last year, because it's been sporadic. I don't always have the time to do this. I do have a proper job as well as being a parent. But to hit 10 episodes and double digits, I consider that quite a mini milestone and success story. And I'm quite proud, but also humbled, because without these guests, none of this would be here. So I hope to any and all who have listened to those episodes, you have enjoyed them. Now, I guess we should stop looking to the past and going down memory and start thinking about the future and looking at thought, because I have got plans. I have got plans. And I am delighted to say that there are a few exciting little announcements to make. Not big ones, but just little ones that might help spread the word, so to speak. So first off, Valhalla Conversations is no longer just on YouTube. It's on more platforms. We are now on audio platforms. You can now find Valhalla Conversations on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and on RSS.com. The RSS is the main distribution point, but you can find it on all those other platforms individually as well. So if you don't just want to watch my face and other people's faces, you can just listen to us and our conversations via wherever you like to listen, whether it's in the car, washing up in the kitchen, doing the hoovering, on your commute. You can now tune in there, and all future episodes will continue. All 10 episodes are now on all those platforms. So if you've had friends who might like this podcast but don't want to watch on YouTube, you can now send them the link, direct them to Spotify, direct them to Amazon Music, and hopefully they'll discover us and join the conversation and enjoy as much as you did. But so yeah, so we're now on all those platforms. We now also have our own Facebook page. So if you want to comment on anything, find out the latest news, future guests coming up. I've been trying to use the communities tab on YouTube to the best of my ability, but I don't think it actually gets into anyone's feed much. So I've gone for a Facebook page. Now, I know some people might not be on Facebook. I am, of course, on social media as well. So if you just want to follow my personal account, it's fine. I mingle my social media work and podcast work with my own account. So you can find me at Soul Chaser Becky on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Threads. And of course, I also run the Facebook page. I've put blurbs and links to all 10 episodes up on that Facebook page as well. So again, please go over there, give it a like, give it a follow. And then little episodes like this, sneak peeks at new content, will appear there. And I have got plans for new content because I've invested in myself, I should say, as a content creator as well as a podcaster. And I have got devices and tools now that I can use to not just talk to people about Viking history and Norse mythology, but also share my hoard of books. I have a lot of books that I've read. I've reviewed loads of them on my blog. Of course, blogs are just so old news. They're like the before the millennium was blog's fame. So I'm going to try turning them all into little videos with me talking over the top and showing you the books and the blurb and maybe reading little snippets. I'm going to experiment with a few styles, but I would love to have your feedback on what you might like from a non-typical book review. Yes, I have decided that I am going to try and release 12 episodes next year, one per month. So I'm already making a wish list and indeed recruiting guests for future episodes, including in January, we have got Joshua Gillingham. He's based in Canada and he is an amazing guy. His involvement in Norse stuff in the modern medium sense is quite spectacular. He's not written just two fancy novels. I've got a huge dose of Norse quality and culture to them, as well as a big dollop of Lord of the Rings-esqueness. But he's also been involved with his own card game that's based on the Icelandic political system, which is called the Althingi. He's co-editor of two books, Old Norse Modern Times, always handy to have on the shelf, The Crescent and the Northern Star. Sorry, Joshua. The Crescent and the Northern Star. And it's a beautiful anthology, including previous guest Caitlin Felix's work of her potentially upcoming book in 2025, covering many fictional, but with a lot of research and ground to it. The meeting of North cultures with cultures in the Middle East around Baghdad and Constantinople, and of course, Muslims and heathens, or Muslims and pagans versus Muslims and Christians. So it really is an interesting anthology. So he's coming in January. In February on the podcast, we are finally, I know some of you did vote on the one community poll that actually got votes, that were interested in a review of Twilight of the Gods on Netflix. We have got author K.S. Byrne from the Women of the Norse World podcast joining us again for that one. I recently converted her into that series. And we have a new guy called Sasha, and he is from Slightly Reckless Games. Now, they recently got funding together through Kickstarter for a Morkborg rule system based Berserker game. I have yet to play it. They're still going through playtesting. I'm hoping to get it in the spring. It's a tabletop RPG I'm unfamiliar with. I've not heard of Morkborg before or played the rules, so it'll be interesting. So that'll be possible future content with Sasha and Slightly Reckless Games team. But other potential guests coming up in 2025 include Ian Stewart Sharp. Now, his lineage with Norse stuff goes even further than Joshua's, although they have worked together, both of them, on Old Norse for Modern Times. Ian Stewart Sharp wrote a mind-boggling book called The Allfather Paradox, which basically gave Odin the leeway to rewrite history regardless of what the Norse creed. And so the North, the people of the North, became the most successful population on the planet. Effectively, they were the ones who led the world forward in terms of technology, medicine, spirituality, knowledge, technology, etc. And it's projected into a whole tabletop campaign world called When the Wolf Comes, which I did get to play a little bit of on his new and ongoing actual play podcast of this Thoughts and Memory Saga, which is based within When Wealth Will Come, and his podcast is called Vikings and Valkyries. I debut in episode 5, so if you want to move along, the link's down below. So I could talk to him a lot about Norse stuff. I've also want to invite at some point next year one of my co-adventurers on that gaming podcast, an artist called Sam Flegel. He has done amazing art. Go check him out on Instagram. It's really stunning. It all involves ink blotches and delicate paintwork and inking, and it's all based on Norse mythology, both from the Eddas, but he's also painted a whole series of artworks to go with the Völuspá, which is the prophecy of the Völva, and also the Havamál, which is the words of the High One from Odin, which is basically his how to guide on the living good life in a way. But he's also working on Lokisenna, which is a load of artworks inspired and influenced by the character of Loki, which again is the flavour of the month or year in terms of Norseness, because no one wants Nethor, everyone wants Loki, so I'm hoping to get him on. Also on my hit list for this podcast is Howard Jacobs. Now, he is rather local to me, and I came across him through a friend I made on a creative medias course, and he is actually part of a Viking band. Now, not a heavy metal band, something akin to Wardruna, in that they replicate or are inspired by instruments of the time, music traditions of the time, that kind of thing. And his band actually performed a whole soundtrack for a promenade performance of Beowulf in my hometown that happened last autumn, and unfortunately Loki played with my fate that year, and I just never got to attend it. I had plans to. Me and my colleagues had plans to go, but by the time all of us got around to getting tickets, I forgot for one reason or another. When I got round to getting one, they'd all sold out. It was a sellout performance. They used the entire landscape of the centre of the town, and they got even reviews in the local and national newspapers, because the Beowulf was a female character, not a male, and they did other things which were revolutionary. And unfortunately, I missed out on all of it. But you win some, you lose some. So I really want to talk to him. I have sent him an email. I'm just waiting to hear back from him. Another guest I'm hoping to get on is a acquaintance I made at the Mary Symposium in Stavanger in August, where I went to speak about Valkyries in fantasy fiction. And his name is Luca Panaro, and he is from Iceland, and he has a lot of knowledge and experience and study and research in video games depictions of Viking culture and Norse mythology. And yep, I have lots to talk to about him on that, mainly because I've got a long list of games I have played or want to play. I just need time to play them all. Slightly Reckless Games, of course, will come up at some point for their Morkborg Berserker TTRPG. Genevieve Cornishek, a guest we've had on before in the Ragnarok review episode. I have finished her Witch's Hat book, and I'm currently reading her Weaver and the Witch book. Very, very good. I'm hoping to finish that by the end of Christmas, and then I would like to get her on to talk to both about those books. They're both about really strong, unique women characters, both from the mythology and the history, and it's just chef's kiss, wonderful. Another acquaintance from the same conference in Stavanger is an historian archaeologist known as Emma Thompson. She herself has got an interesting hobby research project going on into the representation of Vikings and the Viking Age in tabletop RPG games. She gave a really fascinating presentation at the symposium. We can't talk about the core of it because both me and her are hoping to get our research published in the symposium volume next year. So that's another thing on my to-do list. I'll be busy writing. But I just want to talk to her more generally about how Vikings are portrayed in tabletop RPG games. I have supported a number of them on Kickstarter, and the interpretation depiction is always slightly different, especially how they either weave the mythology into the creation and breath of the world that the players play in, or just as the lore in the background. So I might be swapping notes and sharing on that one. I also have two other podcasters I quite like to do a podcast with. There is Arina Manea, who's a historian, but she is better known as Skuld, and she runs the Shield of Skuld podcast on YouTube. She does her own series of lectures as part of a course, online course thing that you can attend. Unfortunately, my timing to her time zone doesn't always work out, but I think we could have some interesting discussions. And one recent new acquaintance that I've met is a historian who goes by the name of Fjorn, and he's known as Fjorn the Skald on Instagram and on YouTube. He's just restarted releasing his own content on Viking Age history. And again, we both connected because we both share the passion and we want to talk to more people who also get our passion and our interests. So that is what a glimpse of the special guests I'm hoping to get on for 2025. Yeah. Might not be quite a whole 12 there, but I think we've got a good chunk. We've got at least January, February booked. Ian Stewart maybe in March, Sam Fiegel maybe in April, then Luca maybe in May. So that's five. And then we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more. So we've got to 11 already. So I'm just a couple of, and I have got an idea for an episode to do with historical fiction, but I need to speak to some people first, just to see if they're interested. Because I have realised that a lot of my content so far has touched on the mythological and fantastical side, or Norse history in terms of modern mediums. But I have read a lot of Viking Age historical fiction, so I think I would like to kind of touch base with that. So yes, there you are. We've had quite a conversation with Hewn and Mooning, Memory and Thought, looking back and looking forward. So I hope you have a wonderful Christmas time, a festive break, seasonal holiday, whatever you do at this time of year. I hope you have fun. I hope it's the people you love, friends and family, and looking forward to debuting episode 11 in January with Joshua Gillingham. So again, find the Facebook page, give it a like, follow. Details will go up there when it's coming out, as well as on my social feeds at Soul Choice Becky, at Instagram, Threads, and now on Blue Sky. Put any comments down below. Are there any guests that you'd like to see? Things you'd like to see me do, not do? Do I talk too much? Do I not talk too much? Do I not ask the right questions, maybe? And of course, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do, because there's lots more to come. And if you like Viking stuff, you're welcome in my Valhalla. And I do hope you join us for future Valhalla conversations soon. Thank you very much for listening.